Perfectionism is often a barrier to progress, not just for me, but for most of us. It can prevent us from even starting, certainly maintaining, and enjoying the benefits of taking on positive habits.
Hi, I'm Michelle Rios, host of the Live Your Extraordinary Life podcast. This podcast is built on the premise that life is meant to be joyful. But far too often we settle for less. So if you've ever thought that something is missing from your life, that you were meant for more, or you simply want to experience more joy in the everyday, then this podcast is for you. Each week, I'll bring you captivating personal stories, transformative life lessons, and juicy conversations on living life to the fullest, with the hope to inspire you to create a life you love, on your terms, with authenticity, purpose, and connection. Together, we'll explore what it means to live an extraordinary life, the things that hold us back, and the steps we all can take to start living our best lives. So come along for the journey. It's never too late to get started, and the world needs your light. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Live Your Extraordinary Life podcast, where each episode we discuss what it means to live an extraordinary life, the things that stand in our way, and the steps we can all take to start living our best lives. I'm your host, Michelle Rios, and today we're diving into the world of habits, those small repeated actions that we do every day that steer the course of our lives. And we're going to draw on the wisdom of thought leaders and experts on the topic of habits as we explore how we can harness the power of daily habits to create the foundation for an extraordinary life. So there's a quote, I'm sure many of you have heard it before, and it goes, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Let me repeat that one more time. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This profound insight is from Aristotle, and it captures the essence of today's topic. Habits form the backbone of our actions. And by understanding and molding them, we have the opportunity to transform our lives. So let's start by breaking down what a habit really is. A habit is a loop consisting of a cue, a routine, and often a reward, as in the book, The Power of Habit details. History is full of wisdom on the value of habits. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Your net worth to the world is usually determined by what remains after your bad habits are subtracted from your good ones." This emphasizes not only the importance of forming good habits, but also shedding the bad ones. Reflecting on my own life, I realized not too long ago that I had formed the habit of evening snacking, and it had nothing to do with hunger. It was a habit loop. The cue for me was watching TV late at night. The routine was snacking, typically ice cream, and the reward was comfort. That was how I was unwinding from my very long day. And over time, as I continued with this daily evening habit, my clothes started to not fit so well. So changing that loop was crucial. I started a new routine. If I wanted to watch TV, I had to go downstairs and get on the treadmill. I didn't have to go fast. I just needed to move and walk when I watched a program. And that nixed the eating ice cream every evening. Now, I don't have any problem with eating snacks or dessert every now and then, but for me, it had become habitual and daily, and it wasn't necessary. But let's discuss how we can foster habits that contribute positively to our overall personal development. Stephen Covey talks about how we need to begin the end in mind. So for anybody who's read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you'll remember this. It's one of the most important ones. So ask yourself, what is the end you envision for your life? Think about what it is that you want to achieve.
What is it that's going to help create a foundation for an extraordinary life for you? Is it to be healthier, better read, more enlightened, more productive, perhaps wealthier, better relationships? Once you have a clear end in sight, identifying the habit that will get you there becomes much easier. So let's just take health. If you aim to be healthier, perhaps start with the habit of walking the recommended 10,000 steps a day, or maybe just 20 minutes a day. But the idea is consistent action. Implementing this 10,000 steps a day for me was transformative. It wasn't a drastic change, but I hadn't been doing consistent exercise. And in fact, I had a lot of long days on video calls, doing Zooms, in conversation on podcast interviews and writing, and I wasn't moving enough. So what I started to do was wake up every day and put my Apple Watch on and look for opportunities to walk throughout the day. So that included phone calls where I didn't need to be on video. It's a simple choice, but over time it accumulates and results in a better health benefit. James Clear's Atomic Habits introduces four laws, and you may know these well, but they are make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. So let's take the habit of reading, for example. Make it obvious could be leaving a book on your nightstand. I happen to have several any given day. And make it attractive could be choosing the genre you love. For me, it's nonfiction. That's the book I'm working on personally. So a lot of the research I do is reading other nonfiction books. Making it easy could be setting a goal of just one chapter a night. And making it satisfying could be as simple as tracking your progress on your phone or a reading app or in your journal to just demonstrate how far you've come from perhaps no reading at all, which is an easy habit to fall into, to daily consistent reading, particularly if you're reading material that is positive and can help with your overall personal development. It really can have a profound impact on you. So you may be wondering, how do you maintain motivation for new habits? Well, personally for me, it is all about the reward. The reward after exercise is pretty simple. When I exercise, it's giving me the gift of better sleep that night without fail. I don't actually need to go out and get something, but occasionally, like over the course of the month, what I will do is when I have consistently worked out, I'll have a purchase potentially of like a piece of workout clothing that I like or a piece of sporting equipment. I've just recently taken up golf, so there's all kinds of new things to pick up and get. And it's these little rewards that help maintain my overall motivation because God knows there are days when you just don't feel like it. And motivation in and of itself isn't enough. You just need to keep persevering and have the discipline to show up and do it, right? But I know it's tough forming new habits. I too face the daily challenges of habit formation. Especially for me, it's around exercise and writing, which happen to be two major pillars in my life. And procrastination is a frequent visitor. And I've noticed it's often fueled by an underlying need for perfectionism. So, you know, that voice that says, if I can't do this perfectly, I'm not going to do it at all. Yeah. That often happens with me. So with exercise, I'd catch myself thinking, if I can't fit in a full hour at the gym, what's the point in going? And this all or nothing mindset turned many could have been good workouts into no workouts. With writing, I'd delay starting writing that day unless I felt I was inspired, or I had a perfect opening line, or I had great clarity, or conditions were perfect. I was awake and feeling vibrant. Here's the reality. That rarely ever happened. So I kept procrastinating writing. So here's what I've learned. Perfectionism is often a barrier to progress, not just for me, but for most of us. It can prevent us from even starting, certainly maintaining, and enjoying the benefits of taking on positive habits. So the key is to shift mindset from perfection to progress. It's not all about the perfect workout or the perfect day for writing. It's about not letting the perfect be the enemy of the good, or even the enemy of the good enough, which is often the case. So to combat this, I include very focused visualization in my morning meditation routine, which I do day in, day out for 15 minutes. I really need to visualize myself sitting in front of the computer and writing, and also going outside and walking or going into our home gym and working out. And that really helps to solidify my daily discipline around those habits. It also gives me permission to let go of the all or nothing mentality and let good enough rule the day. So how do we combat perfectionism overall? I think first we need to reframe the goal. Instead of aiming for a perfect session, we aim for consistency with habits. So for exercise, I started committing to just 20 minutes, which I know for a lot of you diehard exercisers is nothing. But 20 minutes consistently every day was a game changer for me because I was finding myself not exercising most days and then working out for 2 hours a day on the weekends, which obviously was not helping. So now, whether it's a brisk walk outside or a quick workout in our home gym, I let the 20 minutes count. Sometimes it's a deep, hard sweat. Sometimes it's pretty light. Sometimes it's a lot more than 20 minutes, but I at least do the 20 minutes. The same goes for my writing. Instead of waiting for the perfect moment or for inspiration to strike, I now set a timer for 30 minutes and I just start typing. Whatever comes out, I allow it to be part of my writing process. I know it's not the final product, and that's helped a lot in just letting me move forward with these habits that I need in order to achieve the goals that I've set for myself. I've found that another powerful strategy with habit formation is scheduling, setting these non-negotiable times for your habits. This reduces like the mental energy we spend on deciding when we're going to do something and shifts the focus on the simply doing it. So I'll tell you, there are two places in my own life where this has worked really well. One, in my meditation routine, which I get up and I simply sit down in my room and I meditate for 15 minutes. I sometimes journal during that time, but that is a non-negotiable for me. I don't even go downstairs. I don't start coffee. I don't get my dogs outside. Nothing else happens until I have those minimum 15 minutes. Sometimes it's longer, but that's my minimum every day. Additionally, a good friend of mine, Bia, who happens to be a wellness advocate out in California, got me into the daily routine of starting my breaking of the fast with a green juice that's chocked full of dense nutrients. Before, I would go immediately for the coffee, but Bia really convinced me on the importance of actually putting nutrition into my body prior to the caffeine. I still have the caffeine. I just delay it a little bit. I get the green juice in every morning. It's super simple. And I also drink 16 ounces of water, which for me is huge because I'm not a big water drinker. I have to be very thoughtful and conscientious. It is a habit I work on all the time. But that green juice starts my day. And it really is a signal to me of I'm doing this positive thing to get myself going. And then I go ahead and I indulge in the habit of coffee drinking, which I love. But going back to this idea of scheduling, this creation of a routine that can gradually turn into a daily habit helps to really sidestep procrastination that perfectionism loves to hide behind. Lastly, I really encourage you that when you are working on forming a habit, to celebrate small wins. Each day that you manage to move past procrastination and perform your habit, no matter how small it might be, give yourself some credit. This positive reinforcement helps to build momentum and breaks down the barriers of perfectionism. And quite frankly, doing what you say you're going to do, that following through with your word, that promise you keep to yourself, will do wonders for your self-esteem and confidence. That becomes a positive cycle of reinforcement, which will help you with your habit formation. So don't negate the small acts of giving yourself credit for when you keep your promises to yourself around your habits. I am sharing these experiences with you because it's vital for me. It's a reminder that I am on this journey with all of you. We all struggle. We all falter. But together, in talking about habits and all of the things we need to do to build extraordinary lives, we're learning and growing together. And I hope you remember the aim is not to live without flaws, but to not let these flaws dictate our lives. So even with the best of intentions, forming a new habit can be a challenge. I know that. There's a great quote by Winston Churchill that says, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." So if you miss a day in one of your habits, don't worry about it. The key is to get back on track as quickly as possible. Resilience in your habit formation journey is the most critical. So as I wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to reflect on the habits that shape your life. Which daily habits serve your vision of an extraordinary life? Which ones are detracting from it? And let's be honest, we all have some things that we do that really counter the positive things that we're trying to accomplish in our lives. So let's be honest about what those are and ask yourself, what can you be doing starting right now to either start working on a small habit or reinforcing one that you've already started? I want to thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Live Your Extraordinary Life podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Rios. And I want to just remind you that every small habit is a step toward this grander vision. So if you have enjoyed this episode, I hope that you will subscribe, share, and join me next week as we continue to explore these paths to our extraordinary lives. Until then, keep striving, keep dreaming, and keep making each day count. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please take a moment to rate and review. If you have recommendations for future topics, please reach out to me at michellerioseofficial.com. Lastly, please consider supporting this podcast by sharing it. Together, we can reach, inspire, and positively impact more people. Thank you.